commends the whole of Romans to the Jew, and not to beguile them or condemn them or chastise them, but he wants them to come to faith and obedience. And when Jesus was here on the earth, he was telling the Jews, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so Paul's coming to these people who are mystified, because the Pharisee would have been the epitome of what a godly man would be that could get into heaven. And Jesus pointed out very rightly, the Pharisees' righteousness wasn't very good. You know, they'd straighten out a gnat and swallow a camel. It wasn't a very great thing. They were whitewashed tombs. They were full of dead man's bones. They would curse and steal and murder, mayhem, all in the name of doing good. Even their own parents or whatever, they robbed them blind or whatever. And so Jesus was able to see through their hypocrisies and call it straight. No, your righteousness is not very good. Now, that means that Paul has this simultaneous job of trying to simultaneously call these stubborn and resistant Jews to a new kind of righteousness, a liberation righteousness, and in doing so, he comes back to that idea that that when you go to the giving of the law, Moses went up to the mountain, he got the Ten Commandments, he came down. The Ten Commandments were there in stone tablets, you know, hard rules written fast. But he said to the people, these laws are not on these tablets. They're not up in heaven that you can say who's going to go up and get them from heaven. They're not down in hell that you can say who's going to go down. Moses said they're not across the ocean that you can send somebody in a boat to go and get them. They're not ended either. In your heart, they're written on the tablets of your being. And so part of the testimony of creation that he keeps talking about day unto day reveals knowledge, night unto night uttereth speech. Part of this testimony is generic, like, yeah, there's the stars and there's the people all around you, but part of it is just this individual. God contends with everybody. He's created everybody to need him, and their primary purpose is to be in relationship with him, and that's what he wants. He's desiring them to come in their need and say, Lord, I'm on this like the prodigal son. I'm not worthy to be counted your son. I'm eating the food of swine, and I've bartered and gambled everything. And so Paul's trying to show these people, out of a compassion for them, where he'd literally rather die than see them, you know, not saved. And he's persuading them with every kind of persuasive of speech to simply realize their brokenness and to come unto God and with a broken heart. And absolutely. God will not turn them away.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Yeah, in Hebrews 8, verse 10, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, for the least of them to the greatest of them, for I will be merciful to their unrighteous and their sins, and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.